Tēnā koutou katoa. Today, I'm welcoming Principal of Melville High School, Mr. Clive Himmel, to this podcast for him to share the lessons that Melville High School has learned from the tragic death of a senior student on a camp. Clive, could you please tell us a little bit about Melville High School and about this incident?
Well, Melville High School is situated in southwest Hamilton with about 600 students. We're a lower socioeconomic school community. We have 55% Māori. We've had some good NCA results with achievement above national averages. And we have a culturally responsive and relational school community, like one big happy family. The events of the 21st of February 2020 are etched in my mind. A year 13 Melville High School student, Jaden, tragically drowned on a geography field trip to Waihee. It was a huge heartbreaking event for the young man's family, for his extended community, and it was a huge emotional burden for our students and our staff. It was the most challenging issue I have ever faced in my 37 years as a principal.
I believe that Melville High School has had a proud history of significant involvement in EOTC and field trips. Could you elaborate more on this?
Yes, so we have extensive EOTC field trip activities. For example, all year 9s, all year 10s and all year 13s have school camps, and all curriculum areas actively seek out field trips and travel opportunities for their students.
Well, how did this strategy come about?
Essentially, from a false sense of security, and I take responsibility for that. This was built upon the fact that we'd had a good working relationship with WorkSafe. In 2018, they were on site and congratulated us about our WorkSafe activities. We had a brilliant, and still do, effective partnership with the Perry Outdoor Education Philanthropic Trust, PIET, who helped us plan and run our school camps. I'd attended over 90% of the camps. I'd been there and had the health and safety briefings and reviewed the safety management plans and been actively involved in delivering the activities. So I felt that I had a good appreciation. Further, we had invested heavily in PLD for our EOTC staff, 8 days in the previous 3 years, on top of the extensive PIET PLD as well. We had extensive policies and procedures, but in essence, we were inconsistent and our policies and procedures were not current. It was inevitable that we'd have some challenge. The only question was, when would it happen?
Could you share with us the events since that tragic day?
Obviously, our community was grieving for a sustained period, and we received tremendous support from both within Hamilton and throughout the Motu. WorkSafe began an immediate investigation, and we ceased at all EOTC and field trips activities. We employed an EOTC auditor who provided great insight to where we went wrong, and eventually WorkSafe agreed, after nearly 2 years of investigation, to an enforceable undertaking.
Tell us more about the WorkSafe enforceable undertaking.
Essentially, the undertaking is in lieu of a prosecution and a fine. It means that the school and its personnel make a commitment to share the lessons that we have learned so that others may avert a similar tragedy. And this podcast is part of that process.
So what are the lessons you want to share?
I think in essence is that EOTC and health and safety are priority areas in a school. You need, as school leaders, to ensure that students go home safe at the end of the day or the end of the event. The principal needs to have direct involvement in the policy and process development. We need to remember that there are excellent resources out there to support us. The EOTC guidelines, bringing the curriculum alive, is a great starting point. And for me, that you need to be confident that all your policies and procedures are appropriate. I would review them. In fact, I'd review them immediately if you haven't done so in the last couple of years. If necessary, get an expert in to help you do so. Remember that everybody has a role to play in the EOTC safety, and a school must have a positive health and safety culture. The cost of getting it wrong is huge. Remember too that we are here to help you, that you can make access to us at, or access to me at Melville High School in Hamilton, or you can go onto the EONS website where our contact details are there. Lastly, a false sense of security that everything is okay is worse than no sense of security at all. The challenge that I have for you is, does this apply to your organisation?